This Saturday, it's the final Sideline View show for 2021, and host Matt Smith is in studio for a bit of a catch-up about the week that was in sport, but also, of course, to remind everyone to tune in from midday Saturday. Matt, welcome to the King Review, first of all. The Taipans, the pre-season, the Blitz, the NBL Blitz that was on down there in Tasmania, not awesome for the Taipans.
No, but it's tough to read anything into preseason. Okay. My first game in the preseason in the NBL, I scored 13 points in the Blitz, and I was like, "Yes, I've arrived." Yes. And I scored 3 points for the rest of the year. So right. You know, anyone who reads anything into anything at that point is making a mistake. But it's
well, what's it good for then? Why did we have these preseason blitzes then?
A little bit of hype, but it's also a time for coaches to experiment, see what lineups work, play some guys into shape. You know, veterans don't want to be doing preseason training. They want to do games, so yeah. That's usually what they're for. And get the young guys their first taste of what it's really like to play against, you know, full-grown men.
Yeah. Anyone stand out for you in those? Were three games?
Three games. Tahir McCall, the new import there, is a defensive dynamo. The way he moves his feet, fantastic, and he's got a lot better court vision than I was kind of going to give him credit for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be interested to see how Zimmerman progresses as well. I have a predilection for enjoying big players, and he is a big player. A little bit more groundbound than I thought he was going to be, but it seems to have a really good feel for it, and he's got that NBA pedigree, so it'll be nice to see what he can do in the league.
Interesting to hear some of the commentators in watching the Perth game just saying that, yeah, they weren't as impressed with him as what they were hoping. They were almost, not that he's past his prime, that's a little bit harsh, but there were some suggestions from the commentators on some of those, on that Perth game that, yeah, does he have the spark? Does he have that vertical burst that perhaps he had in previous seasons?
It's actually a pretty tough league, the Australian League, and it does take imports a little bit of time to adjust, mostly to the physicality. We're allowed to get away with a lot more than they do in some of the other leagues around the world. And if he hasn't been playing for a while, you know, he's been in quarantine, and his legs probably aren't quite there yet. And if you're doing your third game in a week, yeah, you're just not going to have it. It's just not going to be there. So it's a bit unfair to cast that aspersion upon him so early.
Now, and when is the first game? Because there's been some confusion about itineraries and when are we playing our first home game in Cairns?
December 11th. So yeah, like you said, originally it was going to be December 4th, and everyone was really excited, and I was really excited, and it didn't happen. So.
Which is only it's only a couple of weeks away.
A couple of weeks away, back in the convention centre, which will be.
It'll be finished.
Yeah, well, the games will be back in the convention center.
Good answer. All right, December 11, very exciting. That's the Taipans. The other big news, of course, a little bit more controversial than the Taipans preseason. The Aussie cricketers scandal yet again. Your take on the captain standing down?
I think it's
was it necessary for him to do that?
He thought it was, so it was. I mean, I think that comes down to his conscience and who he is, or who he's become as a man. The person I feel sorry for throughout all this is obviously his wife, and she's gone through this humiliation once before, and now it's getting dragged, and she has to do it all again. What he did was inappropriate and really not cool. But yeah, look, whether you stand to lose your job over it is a matter for people who get paid a lot more than me. I think a lot of people very understandably very disappointed, but it's Bonnie Payne that people should be really just their heart should be going out to, and Tim can live with his own consequences. He's a big boy, you know, and it's a private matter really.
And I guess in this day and age it is just completely unacceptable. So there was really no other option for him.
No, I think his back was against the wall. And look, to his credit, he took responsibility and made that decision rather than get pushed and maybe drag it out and turn it into a media circus. So, it is what it is. He should never, ever have done that. And, you live with the consequences of your decisions.
Very good. Now, Sideline View, final show of the year. Bit of a preview for us. What have you got?
Look, I think we're going to review the year. It has been a wild year in sport. Like, it is. The COVID impacts, teams coming and going. Sometimes we'd come in and there'd be a full round ready to go, and the next week it'd be cancelled for 3 weeks. And you know, teams came from nowhere this year locally. You know, Yarraba Sea Eagles were nothing. No one thought that they'd get a look in, and they've come out with a dominant CDRL win, Cairns City Lions have come from nowhere, like literally nowhere, to win Cairns AFL. Edgehill Tigers were just dominant right the way through, but and like the Cairns Women Saints. But yeah, it was a really up and down year for local sport.
So a bit of a year in review. I love the year in reviews. It's one of my, it's great to see in whatever field it is. News wrap-ups, sport wrap-ups, they're great fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be good to look back at the highs and some of the lows, and hopefully we'll all enjoy reminiscing together.
Very nice. Catch the man himself, Matt Smith. Sideline View goes to air midday Saturday. Don't miss the final show of the year. Thanks, Matt, for your time today.
Anytime, Gav.